The late, great radio commentator Earl Nightingale told the story about a great violinist at a concert. He had just completed an amazing performance. And after the performance, as he was packing up, one of the patrons of the arts came up to him and said, "Maestro, I would so love to be able to play the violin the way that you do." The great violinist turned, looked at this lady, and he said, "No, you wouldn't." More on that in a moment. First, just to let you know, you're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So he has said to her, "No, you wouldn't." Why did he say that? He went on to explain that in order to get to the place where he had achieved this incredible performance, it required hours and hours and hours of practice. And it's very unlikely that this person who he was standing in front of would have really been willing to put in the time. And it's that way with, of course, a lot of things in life. We see this in the field of writing, music, acting. There's usually a huge disparity in terms of success and income, where most people struggle financially, although, of course, in an activity like the arts, where the benefit of actually doing the thing is intrinsic. It's just something that people enjoy doing and are willing to do it for free. But there are people who are extremely successful. Jerry Seinfeld, for example. And one of the things that Jerry talked about, somebody asked Jerry Seinfeld at one point, "How did you become so successful?" I think he's worth easily millions. I've heard maybe even more. And he said that when he was just starting out as a writer, the one thing he would do is he had set up his calendar so that he'd have this calendar on the wall, and every day he would have to write a joke, one joke per day. And once he had written the joke, then he would mark off, I think it was a red X or something like that, on his calendar. And over time, it became it's almost like an addiction. If you've ever started a practice like that, it just becomes weird if you don't actually do it. But obviously, that probably had some kind of positive effect on Seinfeld's success, I think we could say, right? So the point of all this is, if you're going to get good at something, if you're really going to find success, of course, yes, there's a certain amount of luck. However, luck can be manufactured. And one of the ways to do that is to practice every day. I do know some writers who say, and I'm one of them, that the day doesn't end without writing a certain amount of words. On my calendar every day, I have a to-do that I have to check off. It shows I've written at least 500 words. That's pretty minimal for a writer. I know writers that will do at least 1,000 words. Again, the point being, if you're going to excel, got to practice. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope you find this helpful. If you did, hit subscribe, download, share this episode with a friend. Got questions, comments, topic, or guest request? Hit me up on Twitter, @StrategicCopy, or visit the contact page at strategiccopy.com. Love to hear from you. The more you engage, the better the content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.